The world is a puzzle itself.
The world is the puzzle itself. It has puzzled itself. God has not created this puzzle. If God had created this puzzle, then we could hold him accountable for all the suffering in this world. We would ask him why he makes people suffer. But God has not created this puzzle. God is God. God is the state of permanent bliss. We accuse him because of our own ignorance, and that is our mistake. This is why this world has puzzled itself. No one else has created this puzzle. Now, if someone were to say, Chandulal has no sense, would it not give rise to a puzzle?
Yes, Dada, it would.
If someone were to insult me right now, it would not faze me. But for you, the puzzle will arise because you are bound. The ropes of ignorance bind you. The wires of ignorance bind you.
So, how can this puzzle be solved for us, Dada?
There are two viewpoints to solve this puzzle. One relative viewpoint and one real viewpoint. Real is permanent. Relative is temporary. All these relatives are temporary adjustments and you are permanent. Once you discover what is permanent, this puzzle is solved. All these ascetics and people in search of God have not been able to solve this puzzle. Instead, they have become further entangled in it. I can help you solve this puzzle. I can do it for you in just 1 hour. Thereafter, this puzzle will not rise again. You only need to understand this world as it is, and after that, you do not even have to memorize anything. Understand it just once. How has it come into existence? Why was it created? Who is God? Who is running this world? What is this all about? What is our real form? After knowing all this, the puzzles will be solved forever.
Scientific circumstantial evidence.
Let us continue with this discussion. Ask whatever questions you need answers for.
Dada, I do not understand this. Scientific circumstantial evidence.
Scientific circumstantial evidence is the basis for all this. Without it, not even a single parmanu or atom in this world can be altered. When you are about to sit down for dinner, do you know what you are going to be served? Even the person who prepares food does not know what he or she will prepare tomorrow. Even the amount of food you are going to ingest is very precisely determined all the way down to the atomic level. What is the source that brings all of this together and what makes it all happen? It is a wonder. What is this meeting between you and I based upon? It is based solely upon scientific circumstantial evidences. There are very subtle and incomprehensible causes behind this meeting. Find out what these causes are.
Dada, how do we find these causes?
When you came to satsang here, your belief was, I came here today. It is your wrong belief and egoism when you say, I came and I am going. If I was to ask you why you did not come yesterday, you may point to your legs. So what am I to understand by this?
That my legs were hurting.
Yes, your legs were hurting. You would blame your legs. Then, if your legs were hurting yesterday, did your legs bring you here today or did you come here by yourself?
Dada, it was my desire to come here and that is why I am here.
Yes, it is because of your desire you came. But because your legs and everything else was fine, you were able to come here. If your legs were not functioning well, would you have come?
Then I would not have been able to come.
So then, could you have come on your own accord? For example, if a paralyzed man was to come here in a bullock cart, he would say, I came. But if we say to him, oh, but your legs are paralyzed, so how did you come here? He would still insist that he came. But if I was to ask him, did you come or did the cart bring you here? He would then reply, the cart brought me here. Then I would ask him, did the cart come here or was it the bullocks that brought the cart? Thus, your beliefs are so far from reality. Your ability to come here is dependent upon so many different circumstances. A lot of circumstances have to be just right and precise in order for you to be able to come here. If you had a migraine headache, you may have to go back even after arriving on time. If you yourself were truly independent and came here on your own accord, your headache would have no bearing upon your being here. Or, if on your way here to satsang, you meet a friend who insists that you go with him, then you would have to turn back. Therefore, so many circumstances have to be just right. You would only be able to come to satsang provided there are no obstacles preventing you from coming.
Principle of convenience.
This is scientific circumstantial evidence. Only when numerous circumstances come together can an event take place. However, you claim with egoism, I did it. You take credit for things that turn out good, but blame others or bad luck when things do not turn out as planned. Some people blame it on negative circumstances, don't they?
Yes, Dada.
A person is proud of himself when he earns money, but when he incurs a loss or fails, he makes excuses or says, God is upset with me.
This is a convenient excuse.
Yes, convenient, but one should not accuse God of anything. It is okay if we accuse a lawyer or someone else. But how can we accuse God? A lawyer can file a suit and claim damages, but who will file this suit? Such accusations cause terrible bondage in the next life. Can anyone accuse God?
No, Dada.
Sometimes people will make a variety of other excuses, always avoiding ownership and acceptance of their own faults and mistakes. One will never accept his own faults. In this context, a foreigner once remarked to me, why don't you Indians accept the blame for your own mistakes gracefully? I said, that itself is the Indian puzzle, the biggest puzzle of all Indian puzzles. You will not be able to solve it. Indians will never accept their own mistakes. Whereas you foreigners are very gracious about accepting your own faults.
Contradiction in doership.
Sanyog, that is an event or association of circumstances, and Viyog, that is dissipation of circumstances, occur on their own. But a man with ego takes the credit. When a man earns money, he says, I earned it. But when he suffers losses, he loses all confidence and despairs. What could I do?
Yes, sometimes I say the same thing.
If you are the doer, then you will never say, what could I do? Let us take a simple example of making kadhi, that is a Gujarati dish made from yogurt. If the kadhi turns out well and tastes good, the person who prepared it will take credit and say, I made it. However, if it was to boil over while cooking, the person would say, what could I do? The children were bothering me, the phone was ringing constantly, the flame was too high, and so on. Why all these excuses? I came to understand that everybody talks like this. When a person recovers from his illness, his doctor will claim, I saved his life. But if the patient dies, then he will say, what could I do? Why make such unfounded, unsupported statements?
Did you wake up or were you awakened?
If you wake up early in the morning, you will say, I woke up. What makes you think that you are able to wake up early? At night, when you cannot sleep, you will say, I cannot sleep. If you yourself have control over your sleep, then why can you not sleep when you want to? In reality, you have no control whatsoever. If someone asks, who woke me up this morning? I would tell him that he woke up because his sleep karma was over. It was his karma that woke him up.